reality, Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Death Rides High. High above a dark layer of storm clouds, a converted army bomber streaks in the direction of the American border. In the pilot's compartment, two men sit. One, the young pilot. The other, a dark, heavy-set man. In the rear of the ship are huddled aliens being smuggled into the United States.
Where are we now, H? Getting near the border?
Yeah, about 5 minutes to go, Becker. Hadn't you better go back and take care of the cargo?
I guess so. Hand me that Tommy gun.
Yeah. As soon as everything is ready, knock on the door. I'll throw her into a steep bank.
Right. Quiet, everybody.
We have arrived. We are in the United States.
We crossed the border in about 5 minutes.
Oh, that's wonderful. I have waited long.
But this is as far as you go.
We don't understand. We have paid you well. You promised we'd be allowed in the United States.
Something's come up. This is where you get off.
But below is wilderness, mountain. You cannot land a plane there.
Who said anything about landing a plane? Okay, Ace. Now back up, all of you. All the way.
What have you done to the yard?
Unload. You're standing right over the Bombay doors. All I do is pull this lever.
Help me. Help me. I pay you well.
Let go of that edge. My finger.
My finger, you crushed him. Please, I'm ready.
So long, Frenchie. Sorry we couldn't fly into the States. But that's against the law.
Gentlemen, I propose a toast to your latest successful mission.
Thanks.
My friends, we have discovered a gold mine that will make El Dorado look like a piker. You can make another trip soon.
You got another load?
Another load. They continue to come. You see, we get no complaints from our customers. That is good for business, no?
That is good for business, yes. When we take off?
I have informed them to be ready tomorrow evening.
Good.
They will arrive at the airport in a closed van. We will continue to be discreet, eh?
Now don't worry, Lopez. None of them will talk after we get our hands on them.
Excellent, my friend. It would be too bad to spoil such a foolproof scheme. It would make me very angry.
Hey, what's the knife for, Lopez? You're not scaring Becker.
Oh, but of course, it was not my intention to frighten Becker or you, Ace. I was merely reminding you I do not like mistakes.
You keep going through the motions, but you're not fooling me, Lamont Cranston.
Hmm? What?
Just what I said, Don. You keep staring at that page, but you haven't read a line on it. Now, something's on your mind. What is it?
Remember Suzette, the old French girl who runs that restaurant just off 48?
Oh, of course. Who could forget that onion soup?
Suzette called me today, Margot. She's all upset.
Oh?
Seems she has a cousin who's determined to get into this country legally or illegally.
Don't tell me she wants you to smuggle him in for her.
Oh, of course not. No, she's upset because he seems on the verge of breaking the law. She wants me to help her stop him. That must be Suzette now. I'll get it.
Right.
Well, Suzette, come in. Come in.
Monsieur Cranston, Miss Lane, how nice it is of you to wish to help poor Suzette.
Hello, Suzette. Sit down, won't you?
Oh, yes. Monsieur Cranston, my cousin, he's disappeared.
What?
It is so. I have not heard from him for several weeks. I write him 2-3 weeks ago the letter she is returned. Voila.
No longer at this address.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this scheme of your cousin, Suzette.
André, he wished to come to this glorious United States. Your immigration department, they say no, no, no. André, he is impatient. He will find some other way. This impatient youth.
And he did find some way of getting in, you say?
Yes, sir. He tell me that he made contact with some American flyers who fly the alien into these countries.
Did he tell you where he made the contact with these flyers, where they can be reached?
With Locarto. That is a little town just below the border. And in this town, there is a little boat, how you call a joint, where the head of these flyers meets the refugees. Here one makes the arrangements.
And you wrote to Andre at his address in Ricardo, and the letter came back.
Oui, oui, mademoiselle. Something has happened. I feel it here. You will help, Suzette, monsieur.
I'll do everything possible to find Andre for you, but I warn you, Suzette, my main objective in going to Ricardo will be to get enough evidence to smash this alien smuggling ring.
Of course, of course.
Now, do you have all the information I wanted? The picture of Andre, name of the cafe where the smugglers meet, and all the rest?
Oui, I have it all here.
Good. You leave the rest up to us, Suzette, and try not to worry.
Oh, thank you, monsieur. And now I must hurry. The onion soup. I must watch these bungalows one calls set in this country. Goodbye, Mr. Johnson. Mademoiselle, goodbye, Suzette.
Don't worry, Suzette.
You don't think anything has happened to her cousin, do you, Lamont?
I don't know, Margot. I did some talking to immigration officials after Suzette first phoned me, and I learned there have been a number of inquiries about refugees who left their homes to come to this country. They've never been heard of again.
But what could be behind it, Lamont?
I don't know, Margot. Suppose you and I fly down to Lakato and spend a few days looking around.
This is a charming little spot, Lamont. What do you keep staring at?
A dark, heavy-set man at the table near the wall. He's the one we came down here to see.
How can you be so sure?
I made inquiries around this morning. He's the one to see to get aboard the refugee plane.
Isn't it dangerous to make inquiries in a town this size? You make it safe.
I have a legitimate reason to make inquiries. You see, I'm a Frenchman. My friend André, he has informed me this can be done.
Oh, the accent is wonderful, but do be careful. You may be walking into a trap.
No, I don't think so, Margot. You stay here. I'm going over to talk to our squad friend and see if I can't arrange passage on his plane.
Pardon. May I sit down, monsieur?
Oh, sure. What's on your mind?
I must get into the United States, monsieur. One tells me this is possible.
Anything's possible, if you can afford it.
Oui, oui, I'm willing to pay.
How'd you happen to come here?
I have a friend, André. He writes me from here of this wonderful opportunity he has to go to America. He mentioned this place.
Ah, André, huh? Tall, dark-haired guy with a broken nose. Is that him?
Certainement. You remember him, monsieur?
Yeah, I remember him. When were you planning on going over the line?
As soon as possible, monsieur.
Huh? Well, I'll have to make a telephone call first. You wait here.
Oui, monsieur.
Lopez, Becker, I got a guy here that wants to go over the line. He's a friend of the Frenchie we had so much trouble getting rid of a couple of weeks ago.
Well?
I seen this guy before.
Where?
In the States. He's a private eye named Lamont Cranston, pal of the boys down at headquarters.
What's that? You're sure, Becker?
Of course I'm sure. Well, what do we do?
Tell Mr. Cranston to wait at his hotel for further orders. As soon as things are arranged, he will be notified.
I get it, Lopez. I'll check you later. All right, mister. We can help you out.
Je vous remercie bien.
Where are you staying?
Staying, Casa Elba. And registered as Lamont. Pierre Lamont.
Okay, Mr. Lamont. Go on back to the hotel and rest up. You'll be hearing from us real soon.
Lamont, it's too hard.
It's hours since I made that contact with Becker, Margaret. We should have heard something by now.
Well, maybe they're so busy it'll take a couple of days before...
That's it, Margaret. Remember, leave the talking to me. Don't say a word.
One moment, please. Yes?
You Pierre Lamont, mister?
Oui. You are...
Just call me Louis, cousin. Louis Deluza. I sell lottery tickets. You wouldn't be interested in a couple?
Lottery tickets... Oh, sorry, no, I...
Don't blow your gasket, mister. I got a message for you, too. I just thought I'd promote a little business on the side.
A message? What is it?
You're supposed to go down to the airfield at 8 o'clock tonight. There'll be a crate warming up on the far runway, and that's for you.
Crate? Oh, you mean plane. What kind of plane?
Small cabin, champ.
But I thought it...
That ain't the one that'll fly you in. This blue one just takes you out to where the big ones are kept.
Oh, I am relieved.
Sure you don't want a lottery ticket, mister?
I can win, you think?
Well, nobody ever has that I ever heard of, but you never can tell. It's only a peso.
Here you are, monsieur.
Thanks. Happy landing.
Margot, we've done it. We're being flown to the airfield the smugglers used.
Good.
We're really on the right track now. Small plane, Margaret. We're above the mountains. We'll be passing soon.
I hope we get where we're going pretty soon. I'd hate to get caught up in a storm here. And look at those clouds.
Yes, they are pretty. That's funny.
It's another plane.
Yes. A bomber. I wonder what that's doing up here.
Pilot, do you see that plane off to the left?
Si, senor. It is the plane to which you will be transferred at the hill.
Lamont, it seems to be flying toward us.
Yes, it is.
It's coming right for us.
Pilot.
Yes. The master is you.
They're facing us. Pilot, can't you get out of their way?
I am trying. Senor.
Pilot.
Senor.
Pilot, he's been hit. Good Lord.
Lamont. We're out of control. We're out of control.
Cranston and Margot Lane, on the trail of a ring of alien smugglers they suspect of murder, are shot down in a small cabin plane. The pilot dead, the plane out of control, is zooming toward the ground.
The mud we're out of control. We're going to crash.
I got it, Margot. Better get dive into that cloud bank so that machine gun can't tear us to shreds.
Now we'll pull out of the dive. Is there any sign of the other plane, Margot?
No, I don't see it.
Good. We'll head out for the nearest landing field.
Pilot, is he dead?
I'm afraid so, Margot.
Why, them? What would they gain by killing us?
I must have given myself away in some way. But now they're going to know that we're in a fight.
What are you going to do?
Going back to Locarno and have a showdown with that gang. I think the Shadow had better have a talk with Mr. Becker.
I take it your mission has been successfully completed.
Yeah, Lopez, I caught up with a cabin job over the mountain.
Blasted it right out of the air.
Good, good. Well, gentlemen, that danger is past, eh?
Is it? Sure, we got this private eye, but there may be others. If this guy could find us, others can't.
Ace is right, Lopez. This place is getting too hot.
Oh? All right, senor. What do you suggest?
Well, I'm tossing in my cards, Lopez. Get yourself another flyboy.
You, Becker?
I'm pulling out, too.
Well, that's that. What is our next step?
I'm checking out here at midnight, and I want to take my share with me.
You are not threatening me, senor?
No, just telling you. We're taking off at midnight. Now, you're welcome to come with us if you like, but whether you come with us or not, we're taking our share.
Very well, senor. The details will be arranged. I shall dispose of the baggage and have your share by midnight. We meet at the airport.
Hello, Becker. Maybe you're paying in the mood to invest in a surefire proposition, namely my lottery ticket.
Lord, a loser. Why don't you smarten up and stop stealing pennies?
Maybe I'm finding copper healthier than lead, Becker.
What's that mean in English, Louis?
It's meaning like it's sounding, cousin. In my racket, there were no partners who were planning to take it on the land, leaving me to take in the rap.
I don't like your conversation, Louis. Either you're saying too much, or you ain't saying enough.
If you will kindly leave my coat in one piece, I'll be making with the explanation.
Okay. Now, who's going to run out on who?
Okay, Becker. You were asking, I'm telling. Things are getting hot. Somebody's having to take the fall, so the frame Lopez is fixing. On you, it's going to look good.
So that's it, huh? Lopez and Ace are getting set to leave me with a bag.
Matter of great surprise to me that a hip character like Lopez is not knowing that you're not standing still for a deal like this.
Yeah, he should know. Maybe I better get down to his place and wise him up.
You are no doubt planning to use that 38 for punctuation, no doubt?
Maybe. Maybe I ought to use it to make sure your memory won't be too good tomorrow.
Fortunately, I'm cutting my teeth on a 45. Consequently, anything less than a howitzer is failing to make any impression on me.
Okay, here's some dough. Just forget you ever seen me.
Oh, Green. This is causing me to forget everything.
So long, Louie. I'll be seeing you.
You ain't realizing it, Becker. But maybe tonight, Louie ain't gonna be the loser.
How do you know that?
The Shadow knows, Ace. The Shadow knows everything.
I didn't shoot them down. Beckett did it. He shot them down.
How about the refugees, Ace?
I'm just a pilot. I don't know anything. They asked me to fly them to America, so I do.
Do you?
Well, what do you mean?
Do you fly them to America? There's no trace of them lost when they step into your plane.
I didn't have anything to do with it. I just fly the planes. Beckett's the one. He dumps them.
Beckett ahead of this racket, Ace? Well, is he?
No. Beckett and I take off. Lopez is the guy that gives him. He's the guy behind this setup.
All right, Ace. The Shadow will see this, Lopez. Then he will return. You won't try to escape, Ace. Because if you do, you'll find the Shadow is at your elbow always. You cannot escape the Shadow, Ace.
Hello?
Hello, Lopez. This is Louie Toulouse.
I have no time to talk to you now, Louie.
Oh, let me keep you, cousin. I'm going to acquaint you with the fact that Beck is now being on his way over to kill you.
What is that?
I'm standing a bar minding my own business when I'm hearing Becker and the pilot arranging for a sudden removal. That's you. I'm considering that it'll be interesting to you.
I don't believe a word you are saying. Wait a minute, Louie. Who is there?
Me. Becker.
Just a minute. I apologize, Louis. You were right. Becker is here right now. I shall not forget you for this, Louis. Come in, my friend. Come in. Ah, Becker.
You don't seem too surprised to see me, Lopez.
I am not surprised. As long as I have to see you, I prefer it to be here.
I'm going to kill you, Lopez.
I do not think so, my friend. The arm is quicker than the eye. You do not see the knife, but you feel it in the heart, no?
It won't do you no good, Lopez. You're getting out of here alive.
Yeah, it takes more than one knife to kill a bull, eh? So, like the matador, I finished the bull with a second knife. Now, I am getting out of here.
No. You're not, Lopez.
I don't think so, Margot. Ace won't leave without Lopez and his share of the loot.
This is Lopez's office, Lamont. What now?
The door's open. We go in.
Good heavens!
Come here quickly and close that door.
It's Becker.
Yes. Two knives in his chest. This one must be Lopez. He's been shot.
Is he dead?
Quite. Like he tried to make the door and couldn't. I wonder what went on here. Look, safe's been looted.
By whom?
I don't know. Neither of them seem to have the money. Now, wait a minute. Might have been Ace.
Of course. Ace is the only member of the gang left. He must have double-crossed his partner.
Come on, Margot. They get right out to the airport and see that Ace doesn't try to make a getaway.
I don't think it's being advisable to wait any longer.
Now, wait a second, Louie. Wait a second. You don't know what you're doing.
I'm knowing that this 45 is pointing at the back of your neck, Flyboy. Now, make with the motors and leave a shake this town.
Okay. What was that?
That's the wind. The door's open and closing. Take it off.
But I don't think
I'm
it would...
I'm getting impatient, cousin. I said you're taking off, or I'm...
Okay.
Do not steal pennies, Becker is saying. Steal pennies, huh? Louis the Loser is getting away with a very large chunk of the folding stuff. Louis the Loser's not being the loser in this game. Oh,
Louis?
Who's that? I knew that door couldn't open and close by itself. It's the Shadow.
Yes, Ace. The Shadow.
This is being some kind of a gag. I'm not seeing anybody.
Right, here I am, Louis, in the back end.
I'm taking care of that. You're leaving by the bomb bay door, Shadow, and
not Becker anymore, Louis. Now I'm right here by your shoulder.
This is some kind of a trick.
So you tried to take over for two dead men, eh, Louis?
Dead? Becker and Lopez dead?
Both dead.
So that's it. You set them against each other. Why, you little rat. I'll
break right there right where you are, Flyboy.
Put up that gun. I'm coming for you.
Hey, I'm making a mistake, guys. Don't die. Who's flying the plane, huh? Shadow, the plane!
Let's begin
to die, Shadow!
Louis! Louis, that open bomb bay!
Louis!
Poor fool. Louis the Loser. He lived up to his name.
Glad to be back home, Lamont. We had some narrow escapes on that one.
Yes, Margaret, but it was worth it. The evidence we were able to turn over to the authorities will smash that alien smuggling ring once and for all. When it comes to that.
Oh, my good friend. You have won my gratitude. At least that, so it is. Now I know.
What story is that?
You did a real service in helping Mr. Cranston break up that smuggling ring.
I'm glad of that, Miss Lane. And now, what can I bring you? Here is the menu.
Oh, no. You don't catch me that easily, Suzette. I'm not ordering from a French menu anymore.
Oh, but why?
So what happened to me in Locarno because of my French accent? From now on, Suzette, I'm adhering strictly to ham and eggs.